Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Vayechi. Now this week we have, of course, Birchas Yaakov, the brachas that Yaakov gave to the Shvatim. And I'd like to talk a bit about a couple of the brachas. But first the Magdim, that we know that each of the brachas that a Shevet got represented not only a specific blessing that he got, but more importantly, represents a shvil or a path, a derech, an avodas Hashem. Each Shevet's job was to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a specific way, in a specific manner that was suitable for that Shevet. The most obvious example would be Yisachar and Zvulun. Each had his role, and so too with all of them. And this is merumis in the pasuk Vayechal Yaakov Litzaveis Labanov. At the end of the brachis, it says Yaakov finished Litzaveis Labanov, issuing a command to his children. It should say Vayechal Yaakov Levarech Labanov. If he had simply given them blessings, it should have ended with Levarech Labanov. It says Litzaveis Labanov, so we understand that this is a tzava. This is a command to the Shvatim. It's a moral will telling each Shevet what its path is in Avodas Hashem. And of course, there's a bracha to hopefully make it easier for each Shevet to do its job. What I'd like to talk about is Shevet Levi and Shevet Yisachar, who seem to have very similar roles in Klal Yisrael. Yisachar Chamor Gorem. The blessing that Yaakov gave Yisachar was Chamor Gorem, Rashi says, Chamor Bal Atzamais, Seidel El Teira, Ki Chamor Chazak Shematin and Oisai Masa Kovet. Chamor Gorem is a Chamor Bal Atzamais, a donkey who has strong bones. And the idea of the bracha is that Yisachar is Seidel El Teira, Ki Chamor Chazak, that he carries the oil of Torah. In other words, Yisachar has his job to be, we'll call Yisrael, the learners. Now, we know that Levi really had the same role. In Parshas Zayis HaBracha, we find the Levi Amat Tumecha V'Urecha Lishchasidecha. When Levi is given his bracha, he's told, Yaru Mishpatecha L'Yakai V'Seiras L'Li Yisrael, that the role of Levi is to paskin for Klal Yisrael. Yisachar and Levi, therefore, seem to have very similar jobs. In fact, the Gemara in Yuma says, Ein lecha meira harabi Yisrael, elo oime Levi, oime Yisachar. That although, of course, any Jew could become excellent in Limud HaTorah, but then he's taking on the role of Levi, or the role of Yisachar, because these are two whose roles, whose job fits these particular spots. The question, of course, is what is the difference between them? This is Sefer Be'er Torah, which I saw here in the library in Yeshiva, who has a beautiful explanation as follows. It says the role of Shevet Levi is to be totally Muktash L'Hashem, Kodesh Kadashim. The Rambam in the end of Hilchos Shemitah, he asks, why didn't Levi get a chelek, a portion in the land of Eretz Yisrael? He answers, Mibnei Shehuvdo Lavides Hashem Ulishar Sayi Ulahiris Drachav Hayisharim Umishbatafat Tzadikim L'Rabim. Because his job is to be Kulei Torah, Kodesh Kadashim, totally involved in learning. That's the job of Shevet Levi. Now, of course, the Rambam does go on and say that Lo Shevet Levi Levad, anybody who wants, can serve Hashem in that role of being totally Hashem. But again, the primary point is that the role of Shevet Levi is this role, the role of serving Hashem, Kodesh Kadoshim, totally devoted to learning. Yisachar, on the other hand, is a Shevet of Teirasai Kavah, Umalachtai Arai. Now really, everyone should be that way. But Yisachar's goal, the image of Shevet Yisachar, is someone who does have land in Eretz Yisrael, who does the work. Teirasai Kavah, Umalachtai Arai. As a matter of fact, on the pasuk Yisachar Chamor Gorem, which Rashi says refers to carrying Torah, the Targum Unkelin says, Yisachar Atir B'Nichsen. Yisachar is wealthy in the Chasim. They have property. Later in Parshas Zayis HaBracha as well, Rashi says, Kishefa Amim Yinoku, Zavulim Yisachar, Hayam Naisen Lahem Amim B'Shefa. That Yisachar did have income. Yisachar, however, was the job of being Peirasei Kavah Umalachdei Arai. As a matter of fact, Ramesha writes in his Tshuva regarding Yisach and Zevulun that Yisach and Zevulun is not Tzedakah. The Rambam doesn't bring the Yisach and Zevulun arrangement in Hilchas Tzedakah. He brings in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Yisach and Zevulun is an arrangement of Shutzis with somebody who's not able or not willing to spend so many hours learning, creates a Shutzis so he should have the schar of Limud HaTorah. So that Yisachar is something else. It's Peirasei Kavah Umalachdei Arai. The Nefesh HaChayim, Shara Aleph Berakses, writes that not everyone can be a Levi. Not everyone can spend so many hours a day learning. And that's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai meant when he said, Harbi Asa Kishim Bar Yochai, Vilei Asa Bal Yadam. Not everyone's capable of learning all day. So that these are two Shvilim in Avaydes Hashem. Levi to be Kaddish Kadashim, Kulei LaHashem, Kulei Taira. And Yisachar, who is Peirasei Kavah Umalachdei Arai. And this too is a derech, a road in Avaydes Hashem. And I might add, the people that are working today, the goal of being Yisachar is a real thing. We think of your job as being a Zevulun, somebody who just supports Taira. Well, it's good that you should support Taira. But to be a Yisachar, well, I don't know if anybody is willing to support you, but to be a Peirasei Kavah Umalachdei Arai, that's a goal that everybody should have. To be able to be someone for whom the kshiyus, the zmanim that he has to Torah, are the ikar that a person has in his life. So he has an important lesson from Yisachar and Levi, and we have our chiddush that ein lecha mayrei hara miYisrael ela ein Levi ein Yisachar. That somebody who's working too could be on the level of a mayrei hara. A working person should learn the chayyadam takdama, his introduction to sefer chayyadam. He writes that people will say, why is this man writing a sefer? He's a businessman. He owns a smelting company. They smelted iron in the Chai Adam's company. And what's his business? Why does he have a business writing for him being a Meirei Ra? He writes, Chai Nafshi, Balash Shvua, that whenever I was in work, my das wasn't going back to learn. And whenever I was involved in business decisions, my thinking was thinking of learning. It's almost amusing that he writes at the end that towards the end of his life, his business failed, and only then did he take a job as a dayan. Towards the end of his life, he was reluctant to live off of payment for his learning. What's interesting is that he writes, whenever he was in business, he was thinking of learning, and then that towards the end of his life, his business failed. Interesting. At any rate, that is Levi and Yisachar. Let's turn to Yehuda. I would like to make a point for the people who lane. Gur Aryeh Yehuda Miteref Bani Olisa is usually translated. Miteref Bani, Rashi says, that this has to do with Yosef, that Yehuda had been accused in Yaakov's mind of being the one that killed Yosef. So Miteref Bani Olisa, from the ripping of my child, you rose. Now that idea is correct, but the translation of the words is incorrect, at least according to the Rashbam and Rashi, and according to the Trub. It should not be Miteref Bani. It should be Miteref Bani Olisa. Bani doesn't refer to Yosef. It refers to Yehuda. So that the translation is as follows. Miteref, from the killing of Yosef, Bani, you, my son Yehuda, Olisa, showed your greatness. Rashi says, Miteref Bani Olisa, that I was choshed you originally for having killed Yosef. The Neolisa Salakta Sasmacha Vamartam Ma Betza Kinara Gesachino. Rashi seems to be saying that Yehuda's greatness came from his actions in the Maisei Yosef. This is very schwer for a number of reasons. First of all, it was Reuven that saved Yosef. It was not Yehuda. The Gemara says so. The Gemara says that Reuven is the maskil, the mitzvah satzala, and that he got schar for that, because he was really the one that was matzal. That's the Gemara Makas Daf Yud. Secondly, in Parshas Vayeshev, it said, Vayered Yehuda, that Yehuda went down. Rashi says, Hayridu Yehuda Megdulasai, because of the incident of the selling of Yosef, Yehuda went down, he went down a Madrega, because had he advised the Shvatim not to sell, they would have listened. So isn't it amazing? The word Vayered means to go down, saying that Yehuda's role in the Chiras Yosef is one in which he went down. And here it says, B'ni Olisa, my son, you went up, you rose, you went up because of your behavior there. It's certainly a difficulty. I saw a beautiful biur in the Sefer Be'er HaTorah. He says as follows. He says that in the selling of Yosef, it's true, Yehuda did not show greatness. Yehuda failed in the test of greatness in the selling of Yosef. He brings a chazal that kol ha-mevarech es Yehuda hari zeh minayitz shenemar v'itzei ha-beirech niyetz Hashem v'itzei ha-beirech. Yehuda, who said ma-betza, if you bless him niyetz Hashem, his action was inappropriate in that maisa. So what does it mean b'ni olisa, that you went up? So he says the pshat is then his reaction, what he did afterwards, his behavior afterwards, he fell in the Mechira. But he picked himself up, and he grew afterwards from that. He became the one, Vayigashel of Yehuda, who saved Binyamin. His growth came from picking himself up after his failure. It brings a raya, because Rashi, when he says B'ni Olisa, brings two examples. He brings the Maisa of Mechira, Yosef. He says, the chain, Baharigas Tamar, Shahida Tzedaka, Shahida Tzadka Mimani. That also in the Maisa of Tamar, the Maisa of Tamar too, Yehuda had B'madrigasa, he had a failing, and then afterwards he picked himself up and he said Tzadka Mimani. So the greatness of the Midah of Yehuda is that after falling, he was able to pick himself up and to rise. It fits beautifully what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that we need a king from Yehuda. Why? Shaul was too perfect to be king. Ein namid melech al Yisrael elam kikupesh al tzratzim toli b'tzavare. This means that a king shouldn't be a perfect person. He should be an imperfect person. A person who picked himself up after failure and from that became great, became a leader. That's an example for the Hamaynam of Klal Yisrael, for the typical Jew. And that's Yehuda. Shevet Yehuda is like also Shevet Yehuda. And therefore the lesson of Yehuda is Miteref b'ni Olisa. You picked yourself up, you're able to achieve greatness despite having been imperfect in your behavior in Mesiris Yosef. So we learn here something about the Mida of Shevet Yehuda, a beautiful lesson for everybody. I once saw on a Rashi in the beginning of the parasha, a similar idea. Rashi says, Mikan Shishkina Lamaila Merishais of Shalchaima. We learn from Yaakov that the Shina is above the head of a Chayla. And the Kasha is, who says? Maybe only Yaakov. Yaakov was so great. The Shina was Lamaila Merishais of. Who says every Chayla? And the answer is that Shina Lamaila Merishais of Shalchaima mean that when a person, Layalena, becomes ill, he has an opportunity to achieve greatness, to connect with the Shechina. A person who's not well thinks about life. Some people just complain and are broken. Some people have betach and have faith, and they rise, they become great from it. Shechina Merashesav of Yaakov, certainly everybody else, has an opportunity to become great. And what's Rashi, what does Rashi say? Arosh Amita, Hafach Atzmei Litzad Shechina, he turned himself towards the Shechina, you have to be hafach atzmei litzad shchina. A chayla might miss it. He might not see the shchina. Hafach atzmei litzad shchina. You have to turn yourself towards the shchina. Notice the shchina in moments of challenge, and for that a person can be great. To leave you with a kasha, I was being Mavis Edra, and as a matter of fact, I was at a bris of one of those who was in the shir a number of years ago, and waiting for the bris, I was being Mavis Edra. Chili Weiss made a bris, mazel tov to him, and I saw a Rashi as follows. It took 70 days. Okay, they cry for 70 days. Sometimes people cry for 70 days. But Rashi says, Arboim l'chanita, 40 days for the embalming of Yaakov, Rishloishim l'bechia, plus 30 days for weeping. What's going on here? They needed 40 days for chanita and 30 days for weeping. Why couldn't they weep during the days of chanita? A few people were doing the embalming, not the whole Mitzrayim. Why did they only start crying after chanita? Makes no sense to me. Crying is something a person does spontaneously. He died. Why wait till after chanita? Arbon l'chanita v'shleishu l'bchia. That's a tough Rashi. Maybe somebody has an answer. In the meantime, my time is up for this week. I wish wish everybody a good Shabbos. A lot of hatzlacha, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. We should all have chizik. Don't just say it, think it. We should have chizik in our way to fish it.